Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
There's a lot of talk about Made in America. Let me tell you about something that's made in America and has been for over 85 years. Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings are made right here by people who care about quality of both materials and workmanship. Whether it's a metal roof for your home, a custom steel building, a shed or greenhouse for the backyard, Mueller means quality. Mueller has four manufacturing facilities right here in the U.S. And with 33 branches for sales and service, there's a Mueller location near you. When you choose Mueller, you get the best quality products to protect your family and your property. And you're supporting local jobs and local families, hardworking folks who are proud to provide a product made right here in America. Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings. Over 85 years of making customers' dreams come true. And after 85 years, you can trust we're doing things right. We can give you a more beautiful home, greater comfort, and better peace of mind. Visit MuellerINC.com or your local Mueller location today. Mueller. Made in America. Made to last.
Well, we started the day off a little bit weaker, but then finished at 30 higher in May futures at 142.27. The August were the strongest month, up $1.62 at 149.35. It's about 50 off the highs, though. We did not quite get to 150. The high today in August was 149.82. And then live cattle were higher as well. June's up 47 at 22.92. Looks like cash trade for this week is going to finish somewhere around 134. For the short-term live cattle futures or live cattle cash trade. So kind of a disappointing week compared to the last 2 weeks, but 134 is still at about an $11 premium to the June live cattle futures, which are about 122.92, up 47 on the day. Now, box beef, which has been leading the way up until this point, has kind of been stagnant here. Choice at midday was unchanged at $248.17 a hundred. Select slightly lower, down 42, 221.51. The choice select spread continues to be wide. It's $26.66. That got within $10 at one point. It's really widening out as the cattle that we're harvesting have been, the carcass weights are down about 20 pounds from last year, and that's taken some beef off the top end. Of course, the demand is really on the top end of the beef market, and there's less of it. So that's the reason for the widening of the choice select spread.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
The grain futures today fell on hard times, led lower by the soybeans. The soybeans were 31 cents lower in the July. They closed at 944 and three quarters. It was a really disappointing day there. There's talk of some presidential and political turmoil going on in Brazil, and talk of a similar situation to what we're having here in the United States. With just the news media driving the market here, and that's changed the outlook here for the Brazilian real and making the U.S. soybeans apparently more expensive, or the Brazilian soybeans less expensive to the world. And so that's the reason for the tumble. Now, the good thing is most of it happened on old crop, but new crop was still down. November beans down 23, even to 944 and three quarters. So again, the soybeans were the weakest link today. Corn seemed to follow it, about 5 to 5.5 lower, and then the wheat was actually the strong one for once. Chicago wheat was unchanged, and Kansas City only down a half cent or so. This morning, the export report was really positive across the board for corn, beans, and wheat. Corn was right in the middle of the range overall, and then wheat was actually above estimates. And then beans were about in the middle. But overall, the soybeans were the weakest link today here, with a lot of people anticipating the higher acreage in beans leading to a lower price on down the road.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.